Political litigation wars, Hoffman probe, Trump suits, and redistricting battles. The Chicago U.S. Attorney's Office clarified that its investigation targets Reid Hoffman's nonprofit organization, which funded E. Jean Carroll's lawsuits against Donald Trump, rather than Carroll herself. The distinction is legally significant. The probe appears to examine whether a wealthy donor's use of a tax-exempt organization to finance politically sensitive litigation violates federal campaign finance laws or nonprofit regulations, a question that sits in largely uncharted legal territory. Trump simultaneously refiled a $10 billion defamation suit against the Wall Street Journal over its reporting on Jeffrey Epstein connections, naming Rupert Murdoch, News Corp, and two Journal reporters as defendants in an amended complaint. The astronomical damages figure, which legal observers note would be virtually impossible to prove from a single news article, appears designed to serve rhetorical and political purposes while subjecting news organizations to protracted, expensive litigation. Justice Clarence Thomas ordered a response in Alabama's fight over its congressional map. After the state asked the Supreme Court to restore a GOP-backed district plan that a federal panel had blocked for being racially discriminatory, the order signals the court may be prepared to intervene more aggressively in redistricting disputes, with potentially significant consequences for the enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. At the state level, Tennessee Senator Oliver was stripped of committee posts following protests over a redistricting plan, illustrating how voting rights battles produce chilling effects on minority party participation in the redistricting process itself. The Justice Department's issuance of subpoenas to Reddit and X to unmask anonymous critics of ICE drew First Amendment concerns, given the long-standing constitutional protection of anonymous political speech. Separately, the White House launched aliens.gov, repurposing UFO disclosure branding to display ICE arrest data and migrant encounter figures, creating what critics described as a centralized enforcement propaganda platform.